सभी ही निर्गुण साक्षात पुरुष प्रतिते परः सर्वजी उपदृष्ट्या तं भजन निर्गुणो भवे निर्गुणो भवे। लिबरेशन फ्रॉम मेटीरियल बॉन्डेज इज कॉल्ड निर्गुण। निर्गुण मीन्स द थ्री क्वालिटीज, थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मेटीरियल नेचर इज नलिफाइड। As soon as we are transcendental to the three modes of material nature, that is called liberation. So, just like there is injunction in the Vedic literature to live in the city is rajasic, to live in the forest is sati, goodness. Sati quality means to live in goodness is to live in a forest. Therefore, formerly all the sages and saints, they used to live in a forest. Still, there are many transcendentalists, they live in the forest. Because forest is considered to be situation in goodness. Similarly, those who live in cities and villages, in society, human society, that is rajas. And those who live in the liquor shop and similar gambling shop and other, they are called tamas. So, this goodness, passion, and ignorance, the division. And how to nirgun? When you live in a temple of Krishna, that is nirgun. That is transcendental. So, if you live in a society like this, Krishna consciousness, then you are nirgun. You are above the quality. It is far better than to live in the forest or in the city. Those who are in touch with the supreme nirgun, nirgun means transcendental to the material modes of nature. So nirguna bhavet. Sa sarvada sarihi nirguna shakta. Nirguna is only Vishnu is nirguna above the transcendental, above the material modes of nature. It is accepted by all the authorities, even Shankaracharya. He says, Narayana para abhaktyat abhakta. So far this material nature manifested and non-manifested. What we see, this is manifesting. And then it is non-manifested space is there, covering of the universe. Oh, that space is far, far better than, 10 times better than, greater than this space. That is abhakta. And above that abhakta space, abhakta means non-manifested. Bhaktya, abhakta. This is bhakta, this is manifest. Certain space is manifested. And certain space is non-manifest. So this is called bhakta or bhakta. Shankaracharya says that Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is bhaktya bhaktya sanatana. Similarly, it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita also. So Narayana, the Supreme Lord, Krishna, Vishnu, he is God, he is nirguna, transcendental. So, to these three gunas, they cannot affect. The three gunas cannot affect. So similarly, those who are in touch with Krishna, in Krishna consciousness, they are also nirguna. They are also transcendental to the three material modes of nature. This is from Srimad Bhagavatam, quotation by Lord Chaitanya. So we have to accept this authority. Quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedic literature, and quoted by authority, Lord Chaitanya. We have to follow in that way. Mahajanagina Tadatta Purusha. Therefore, we have to accept this, that if we be engaged in devotional service of the Supreme Lord, then we are transcendental to these material modes of nature. Therefore, anyone who is so engaged is liberated. Is liberated. Officially, he is liberated. But if he falls down by the attraction of these three modes of nature, that is a different thing. That is possible. That is possible if we are not strong enough. Because always remember that this Krishna consciousness is a sort of declaration of war with this illusory material nature. So there is war. She will always try to get you fall down. It is very strong, powerful. How you can save yourself? Māmi vaja prapadvante māyāmi tāṁ tarantite. If you persistently, simply adhere to the devotional service of Krishna, there will be no more strength of this illusory nature to drag you. There will be no more power to get you into this province of sensuality. Material nature means the jurisdiction of sensuality. That simply people are engaged like sensuality division, like cats and dogs. That's all. This is material atmosphere. And in the spiritual atmosphere, there is no sensuality division. There is only activity for satisfying the Supreme Krishna. That is the difference. So if you adherently be always engaged in some sort of service, 24 hours, in the service of the Supreme Lord Krishna, in Krishna consciousness, there is no power in the world who can drag you into the sensory application process. That one should not need you. This is the process. So we have to stick to this principle. How I can serve Krishna? I have to always, always. Iha jasya harir dasi. If you cannot do, if you simply think, how can I do? How can I do? How can I do? Simply this. If you practically cannot do, but if you simply think that how can I do? Oh, then also you become liberated. Then also you become liberated. And what we speak of when we actually come. This is such a nice thing, Krishna consciousness. If you want to save yourself from the material turmoil, then all that stick to this Krishna consciousness persistently.
Yes.
Paranatha Samsa Vishnu Rupe Avatar. Sapta guna drishtante tati guna maya pa. Saru paisajya punna krishna sama praya. Krishna amsi tiha amsa vede hano ga. That is Vishnu, Sri Radha Sai Vishnu. Although he is in this material world, there is a planet. I have already explained to you. It is called Hiroda planet, or where the ocean started, a milk ocean. So in that planet, Lord Vishnu is there. With it. But he is not within this material world. That's why even a devotee who is always engaged in Krishna consciousness, he is not in this material world. How Vishnu, the Supreme, he can be in the material world? It's not in the material world. Just like outside, there may be snow falling. But inside, if you are protected by heating system and other things, you are not affected. The whole city may be overwhelmed by snow falling, but if you are protected by certain means and adjustments, then you are not affected. Similarly, Vishnu and Vishnu Bhakta, they are not affected by this material. Abhijananti Mangamuha Manusantana Mahatma. Therefore, foolish creature, when they see Krishna is here, they think that Krishna is like one of us. But it's not. So here it is stated, Paranatha Sansa Vishnu Rupiya Vata. He is providing Bhutavrit. Krishna's name or Vishnu's another name is Bhutavrit. He is providing our necessities. Always know that. This is also another knowledge. Don't think that you are producing your foodstuff. You are producing your necessities. No. He cannot do anything. He is providing. God is giving. God is giving. We should always remember that. Palanak. Eka bhagunana vidadatthana. Eka, that one, Supreme Eternal. He is providing all the necessities of so many innumerable beings. Don't you see? We are mad after economic development from morning to late at night. In our cars, in our trucks, we are going hither and thither. But there are many, many millions of living creatures. They have no economic problem. Who is providing them? Who is providing? Providing. Krishna is providing them. Vishnu is providing them. Palanartha Sansa Vishnu Rupaya Vata Saptagan Vishnu Vatati Maya Guna Paa. He is also in this material world, he is transcendental, he teaches. There is nothing to do with this material world. Sarupa Isadja Punna Krishna Samapraya. Krishna Samapraya. Now, I have already told you, Praya means he is almost like Krishna. Because Krishna is 10%, he is 94%. That's what he says. Krishna Samapraya. All this Vishnu Murti, that Krishna Samapraya, or almost like Krishna, Krishna Angsi. The fact is that Krishna is the original Teha Angsa, and this Vishnu is plenary expansion. This is the difference between Vishnu and Krishna. How it is, somebody may say, oh Lord Chaitanya, he is devotee of Krishna, and you are all devotee of Krishna, therefore you are saying that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. No, in the Bhagavad Gita I will find, Krishna himself says, matta paratara nasti nanna vasti kinci. There is no more supreme than me. Or as he may say personally, he may advertise himself. But there are many instances in the Vedic literature. Just like in the Brahma Samhita, it is said, Deepa Sriva Hidatam Tarama Bhupetya Deepa Yatevi Vritahetu Samana Dharma Jastadri Deva Hika Vishnu Sayavi Bhati Govindamadi Purisam Samanam Bhayani. Govinda, Krishna, he is the original. And from him, all others, Vishnu expansions are emanating. How it is that? That's like, this is a lamp, original. Now you can ignite another lamp, another lamp, another lamp, another lamp. Now all these lamps, they're equally powerful, so far is the luminous quality is concerned. But you have to accept this is original. Similarly, all these Vishnu expansions, they're almost like Krishna. A little difference. But Krishna, what is the difference? That also you can know. When Krishna was here, he was completely, he manifested himself as completely free from any rules and regulations, But other incarnation, when they come, they follow the rules and regulations. Just like Lord Ram tells us, when he came, he accepted only one wife. And even when that wife was banished, you know that Sita, he was kidnapped by Ravana, and Lord Rama fought with him, killed the whole family, and installed his brother in the kingdom, and rescued Sita, and brought home. So he was living in Sita. But some of the Sudras, they criticized, oh, that see, Ramchandra, he is king, he is very powerful. He is living with his kidnapped wife. Because in India, once a woman goes out of home, she still the culture is not, she cannot be accepted anymore. She has to leave that like prostitute. She has no culture. But when this, popular opinion was there, but she was king, he has to take the criticism of the public. Just like at the present moment, the president, they don't care for public opinion. Irresponsible. They say responsible government, they must be responsible. But formally, although there was monarchy, they are very much responsible. As soon as there was some criticism from the public, Ramchandra at once banished Sita. Oh, I cannot leave with Sita. Public opinion is against him. Just see, he's following the rules and regulations. His father told him, my dear boy, I wish that instead of being enthroned, please go to the forest. All right. It is your order. I must care. Let's see. He is following the principle. There. It's ideal. Ramchandra is the ideal thing. Well, he has followed the principle of moral code. And, but from Krishna's behavior, we'll find there is no moral code. He's free. At night, he is calling, girls, come on, and dance with you. So they are coming. From material point of view, it is immoral. At least in India. But he is free. Ramchandra accepted one eye, he accepted 16,000. So, Krishna is above everything. No rules and regulations. He cannot do anything wrong. He is not under the jurisdiction of any law. Therefore, Krishna manifested the full power of the Supreme Law. And other incarnations, although they can, they came for the time being to perform a certain particular purpose, but they did not manifest the full power of God. That's why Krishna is the supreme form. Krishna to Bhagavan Sam. It is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam that he is the supreme personality, original personality of God. He is nobody under control. Even he was not controlled, say, by his supreme lover, Radharan. Radharan is considered, the gopis are considered, the topmost lover of Krishna. But when Krishna decided to leave Vrindavan, they began to cry, they blocked the way. Krishna didn't care. enter. Enter. He didn't care him. So much dear Radharani. They become blind, crying whole life. But Krishna never returned. Never. He sent his message, he sent his letter that I am his hobby. That is God. He is not controlled by anything. That is Krishna. Krishna could go on. The Brahma, Seed, Abda, Kari, Bhakta, Avatar, Palanathya, Vishnu, Krishna, and Suryapapa. Therefore, all demigods, including Shiva, Brahma, and everyone, they are only order-carrying servants. Ekala, Ishvara, Krishna, and Sabhita. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you find one passage that only master is Krishna. And everyone, never mind what he is servant. He's servant. Everyone is servant. And what to speak of us? We are servant. Therefore, anyone who understands this philosophy, that I'm servant, 100 times, million times, lower servant, he is the liberated person. And one who thinks that I am God, he is a dog. He is a dog. And what's the one who thinks I am servants, God, servant, million times, servant, he is evil. This is God. Gopi Vattu Padakamayo Dasa Dasanu Dasa. Lord Chaitanya. He said that I am not a Brahmin, I am not a Christian, I am not a Hindu, I am not a sannyasi, I am nothing of this sort. Then what you are? I am the servant of Krishna. That is my identity. And when you identify yourself in that way, you are living. That is the perfection of Krishna. Thank you. Any questions?